Liam Gordon, great to talk to you. A busy week you're having with the goal games this week in Croke Park, but of course for the hurlers and especially those involved in the Celtic Challenge, it all gets underway on Saturday in Gort.
Yes, correct, John. Yeah, no, busy few days, right? We're up here with goal games at Croke Park today and tomorrow. So lots of kids playing hurling and football, which is great. And Saturday, yeah, big day for the Celtic Challenge squad. We're playing West Cork in Gort at 12 o'clock. In the first round of the Celtic Challenge. So yeah, looking forward to it. The boys and the players have a lot of work put in so far. So yeah, looking forward to it. And fingers crossed they put in a performance, and if they do that, it will hopefully be enough to get them over the line and get off to a good start.
Now, the challenge itself has been so successful over the years because it's given hurlers a chance to play at inter-county level. And, you know, sometimes it gives lads a chance that, you know, might not normally get one because of different reasons, one way or the other. I mean, how long has this team been together?
This team, in fairness, a lot of these boys, they're all 17 years of age, first of all, John. So they will have a lot of work put in with Kinnett Burke and the minors. So they've done a lot of S&C work. And then we got them as they filtered back from the, let's say, the Galway minor team, as we call them. So we got 44 players back on the 15th of April, or 15th of February. So that was our first time with them. And we had two trial days on the 15th and on the 17th of February with the 44 players. And it took a number of weeks then to whittle it down. And we had to get it to 24 players, which was a job in itself because the standard was so high. And just lots of really, really good hurlers from all over the county. So eventually we got it down after, as I said, the number of trials. And thankfully we've got 24 really, really good lads with us. So they're from 13 clubs. So it's well spread out. So it is also of lads from all over the place and all ready and able and waiting for Saturday. So we had a number of trials. We played Tipperary in a challenge. We played the Galway minors in a challenge, and we also played the Galway under 16 in a challenge also, and three very, very good competitive games. So hopefully it'll hold us in good stead for the game on Saturday.
And how many of these lads would have, say, come up from the Tony Forrestal or the, say, the different, say, underage inter-county competitions up to under 17?
Yeah, you'd be looking at about 75-80% have come through, and due to, I suppose, growth spurts and one thing is another, some went off to play football, and that's fine too, obviously, but some just took different roads. So the road for development, it came at different stages. So you're talking about 70-75% came through from the Tony Forrestal, and then, as I said, down to the growth spurts. Other lads came in and have stepped up to the plate and performed really, really well.
And you know, it's brilliant that these guys are getting the opportunity to represent their county, because this is what it's all about. And you're going to have three very good games ahead of West Cork, obviously, on Saturday in Gort. You've got Limerick and Clare to come as well. So it's a great opportunity for these lads to wear the maroon and white.
Oh, 100%. In fairness, it's been a brilliant, brilliant competition, the brainchild of numerous people, and it's been excellent. Like, it's just given so much exposure to so many players to play number one for the county and just play against the best teams from all around the country. And it's great that no matter how we get on our groups, we will still come through and play a quarter final. So you're guaranteed that extra game of a quarter final, be it you come through top of the group or second of the group or third of the group. So there's lots of games, which is the key thing for these guys at the age group they're in.
And they'll be playing against, you know, I saw the press release today, you know, officially announcing the competition. And it's fascinating to see all 32 counties are involved. Now, some counties have two or three teams, but the fact that every county is involved, and it gives the so-called, and I say that in inverted commas and we're not on video, but it gives the lower counties or the lesser counties, if for want of a better word, gives them a chance of taking on the so-called big boys as well. It's great for everyone.
Oh, no, 100%, John. And that's the beauty of it. Number one, you're playing the elite teams as such, and then you eventually find your level. Be it you come in at Division 1, 2, 3, or so on and so forth. So that's the beauty of it, that just the different examples of the so-called weaker counties get to play a Galway selection or a Cork selection or a Kilkenny selection and so on and so forth, and then they eventually find their levels after that, which is great. And it's all about game time and exposure, which is so important at this level, John. So it's a great competition.
Now, you mentioned a word that I'm going to repeat as well, because we're talking about development of young players, and that's something that's going to stand to these guys as they get older and as they kind of move into adulthood, come out of minor, that you could see, and we have already seen it with lads who've played in the Celtic Challenge, go on to play for Galway at minor level, going on played under 20, you know, okay, some of them knocking on the door as you're getting towards the senior as well. So for their development, this is wonderful.
Oh, no, so true. And there is current Galway senior hurlers that would have come through the Celtic Challenge model. So that the proof is there that once the doors are open and you're given these opportunities to players that might not make the elite group, at least they're playing in a very worthwhile serious competition, and they're improving and they're developing as they go. So it's a win-win, so it is for all players, no matter what standard you're coming in at, which is important, be it the top team at senior in the country or the lower tier senior counties in the country.
And, you know, even for yourselves, like yourselves, manager Johnny Cohen, Pádraig Breheny, Jerry Kearney, Adrian McGrath, Derek Keneally, everybody who is part of the management of this as well. It's a great experience for yourselves to kind of dip the toe in. And, you know, I know you're better known for the whistle, but you never know, you might find a change of career after this.
Yeah, no, true. And there's one more in there. Brendan Kane is part of that as well. Brendan Kane has a massive role with us as well, John. He looks after the kit side of it and a lot of the stuff that the unseen work, the stuff that happens in the dressing room, looking after players and looking after gear as well. So that's important, and to be remiss of me if I left him out. But yeah, definitely, yeah, it's a change from the whistle. I suppose I'm on the line giving out to referees now at this stage. But on a serious note, I do really enjoy the coaching side of it. And it is great, and it is like when you're working with these guys, like you're talking about Jerry Kearney, Pádraig Breheny, Johnny Cohen, Adrian McGrath, Dara, and Brendan, like brilliant people, excellent people, that they bring so much to the boys. Like it's great to work with. It's great to work with them, and then obviously you're playing at a very competitive inter-county level, which is great. And look, As a coach, that's what I've always wanted to do at a certain stage of my career, is coach at the highest level and at intercounty level at some stage. So, look, really enjoying it, and can't wait for that game on Saturday.
Yeah, let's talk about that now. I'm not going to ask you if you have a team picked. It's a bit early to do that. But would you have an idea of what your starting 15 would be?
Yeah, in fairness, we do, but there is an awful amount of players putting hands up in different positions, which is great. So the squad is very, very competitive. So hand on heart, I will say to you that if we bring in certain players on Saturday that are coming in to change the game, and they're game changers. So we are definitely not weakening the team by bringing in subs or anything like that. It's a very strong competitive squad, and that's all down, John, to the brilliant work going on in clubs first and foremost, and post primary schools as well, and the work that has gone on before through Kinnett and the different intercounty academy managers as well. So they put in the hard yards of getting these young lads to where they are. So look, there's very, very good players there. The standard is very, very high, and when it comes down to it, when we do finalise the starting 15, it's going to be a hard job, but it's also the mindset that it's a squad effort. No matter what happens over these three games, these young lads will definitely get lots of game time, so there will be changes in the starting 15 over these three games, which is important. As I said, I'll go back to it again, the development of these players is so important, and giving them that exposure, be it starting the game or finishing the game, but they will get that opportunity to perform at the highest level they can. Can I just say thanks to the clubs that have hosted us and let us use the grounds over the past number of weeks. With the weather we've had, we found it hard to get clubs. So it's just a massive shout out and thanks to the certain clubs we've used. So thanks to them on that.